I remember the first time that I saw it, and I wondered why I hadn't seen it before, why I hadn't noticed it before. I went to college seminary in Conception, Missouri, as many of you know, and I, being a city boy, even though many years later in Chicago, it would be hard to convince people that being from Wichita did indeed qualify as being a city boy. But nonetheless, out in the country, in the middle of nowhere, it was dark, in a darkness that I hadn't recognized before, with the light pollution of the city. And I was walking to the cottage of a friend across the cemetery. It was about a 5 or 10 minute walk, which is the perfect amount of time to clear your head, to let everything settle down, the drama of the day or the week, to quiet itself and be recreated in that moment of stillness. And so I walked across the cemetery from death to life into the warmth of this home to spend with them a few hours, as I did every once in a while. And as I was leaving the house a few hours later, much later than I should have stayed to get up early for our ordinary routine in the seminary, by some sheer gift of God's grace, I stopped as I was walking out of the house, zipped up my jacket, shrugged my shoulders, took a deep exhale, and looked up at the sky. And I saw, or at least remembered seeing for the first time, the Milky Way above me. Beautiful on a cold and crisp night, glowing there. And in that moment, as I stood exasperated, ready to go back to school, catching me off guard by its beauty, I stood there. And in that single instant, in that moment of wonderful beauty, the heavens did not seem quite so far away from me. And they seemed in that silence to whisper something indistinctly into my soul. My brothers and sisters, I have to think that to some degree this natural moment of contemplation and of beauty is not unrelated from the experience of the wise men as they followed the star. Because they experienced that what was written in those stars had something to do with them. The narrative that was being told, the lights that were shining, had something to do with their hearts and their story and their narrative and the constellation of events that they bumbled through every single day. The stars had something to say to them as individuals and to the whole world. And they followed this star at its rising. They followed this star. And they experienced a wonderful brilliance. The brilliance of the stars in heaven shining in harmony and in concert with another radiant light. And they understood that that star wasn't just guiding them to a particular place. It was not guiding them to a place, but to a person. And the wonderful radiance of that bright star disappeared behind the light of his eyes, wrapped in swaddling clothes in the arms of the Blessed Mother and laid in a manger. My brothers and sisters, the light guided them to He who is the light and He who created the light. He who is the day star itself. And they wonderfully experienced this renewal within themselves. It is a remarkable feast that we celebrate today, Epiphany. And they were overjoyed. They were overjoyed at the moment that they saw him, the desired of the nations. And we hear this beautiful prophecy as Advent and Christmas time are so full and rich of prophecies. We hear this beautiful prophecy at what is to happen at this moment when the lights shine with a different direction and the arrows pointing us to heaven that has made itself close for us. Your hearts will throb and overflow. What a powerful prophecy. Your hearts will throb and overflow. My brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of the Christian life, that our hearts are intended to throb and to overflow with a joy and peace that the world cannot comprehend. That underneath the current of events in our life, each and every single day, each and every single moment, there is a vibrancy and a pulse and a heartbeat that is deeper than the eye can see, but nonetheless is real and substantial and throbs and overflows the heart. This is the joy in which we stand today, my brothers and sisters, on this holy day. This is the brilliance of that star. The light of him shining forth, being revealed, being manifested, that isn't a subject or a victim of fate or the way the stars arrange themselves. No, he is the protagonist of the heavens. and he has made them to show himself forth and to show his love. And when these wise men come and are overjoyed, they open their treasures to him, not in small measure, but they give him their treasures. Why? So that another treasure may be given to them? Yes, a treasure of sorts. But my brothers and sisters, that which they receive is way beyond gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But nonetheless, out of love, that's all they have to offer, and so they do. For they saw the star at its rising, and they had come to do him homage. At its rising, they saw the star and have come to do him homage. And they bring these gifts, and they are met with a heart who doesn't give these gifts in returns, but empties out its contents, pouring forth blood and mercy and water to cleanse and to heal and to make new. My brothers and sisters, that indeed is a reason for the heart to throb and to overflow. So let our lives be seared with the brilliant radiance of the star of Jesus Christ on this holy day. Hear, O peoples, and understand this call to see the star rising in the horizon of your life and come to do him homage. On this brilliant day of light, see this star and be made new. Be made new and come to do him homage. May that be the theme of this year for us, not just something written upon the doorway, but that we might see the initials of those wise men across our doorposts every single time we go in, and to know, to look for afar, the lights that beckon to us from beyond. Not the lights we put up ourselves or hang upon our houses, but a light that streams forth from the heights of heaven and makes itself close to us in the person of Jesus Christ. May we too live our lives with that brilliant attentiveness, that we at the first flickerings of grace, may recognize it and have a heart that is so free and capable of responding quickly, nimbly, and come to do him homage. And so today, my brothers and sisters, that's exactly what we do as we climb this altar together, this mountain of the Most High. We bring the treasures of our hearts to him. And we come to do him homage in the manger of the altar. So come and do him homage.